Today, Sayadaw Uindaka will give the Metta Dhamma talk.
Today, Metta Dhamma Namo Dhamma Dongjin Yusu Biro.
So we will start with reciting the Namo Tassa three times.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.
May all of you be well, happy, and peaceful. So cultivating metta, is everything going well? Is everything okay? Looking at your faces, it looks like you are all full of metta. Cultivate also metta for
Sayadaw.
So today, in his metta Dhamma talk, Sayadaw will talk about different methods of how to deal with mental confusion, difficult emotions, or worries. Nowadays, many people suffer from worries, from difficult emotions, from mental stress. So in many countries around this world, many people are suffering or are afflicted by mental suffering, by mental stress, by worries. So Sayadaw wants to give all these different people who suffer from mental stress, mental suffering, some methods to overcome this mental suffering. So whenever mental suffering arises, when mental stress is present, cultivate metta, do a lot of metta meditation. Whenever there is stress, worry, anxiety, difficult emotions, so this we refer to as mental suffering or mental stress. This mental stress can arise when looking at certain things with visual impressions. Or else it can arise depending on sounds, things we hear. Or sometimes mental suffering, mental stress can arise depending on smells that we smell or tastes that we experience when eating and drinking or when we experience touching sensations.
Myanmar ပြည်တော်အလုတ်ကိစ္စနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးစိတ်ဖိစီးမှုဖြစ်တာများတယ်.
However, mental stress, mental suffering very often arises when we do something, when we engage in certain kinds of work.
တချို့တချို့ကြတော့လေဒီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုအကြောင်းပြုပြီးတော့စိတ်ဖိစီးမှုဖြစ်တတ်တယ
်. For some, it's depending on other people that mental stress, mental suffering arises.
အကြွေအစင်းအတန်အနံ့အရသာအတွေ့အထိကိုအကြောင်းပြုပြီးတော့စိတ်ဖိစီးမှုဖြစ်လာရင်လေဖြစ်လာရင်အဲ့ဒီအစင်းအဲ့ဒီအတန်တွေကိုမကြည့်မိအောင်နားမထောင်မိအောင်ရှောင်ရှားရမယ
် So whenever there arises mental stress, mental sufferingDepending on some sensory impressions, seeing something, hearing a sound, smelling or tasting something, or having a touching sensation. So, with these sensory impressions that cause mental stress or suffering, then we could try to avoid these sensory impressions.
ကြေအလုတ်ကိစ္စကိုအကြောင်းပြုပြီးစိတ်ဖြစ်စီမှုဖြစ်ရင်ထိုအလုတ်ကိစ္စကိုမလုပ်ဘဲရှောင်ရှားရမယ
် So let's say if mental stress, mental suffering arises while doing something, so then we could stop doing this activity so that this mental stress does not arise.
ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုအကြောင်းပြုပြီးစိတ်ပြည်စည်မှုဖြစ်နေရင်လေထိုပုဂ္ဂိုလ်နဲ့မတွေ့မိအောင်မဆုံမိအောင်ရှောင်ရှားရမယ်
။ Or else when we experience mental suffering depending on meeting a certain person, being together with a certain person, then if possible, if we can avoid the contact with this person, that would help, then we would not feel this mental suffering.
အဲ့ဒီလိုကြင်ကြံပွားများလို့ရှိရင်ကိုယ်ဖြစ်ပေါ်နေတဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်စီမှုတွေဟာနေပါရော့ကြပြီးသွားလိမ့်မယ
် So if in this way we can avoid the persons or circumstances that usually cause mental suffering then we will experience less mental suffering or no mental suffering depending on that person or situation
ဒါနံပါတ်၁စိတ်ဖြည့်စည်မှုကိုဖြည့်ဖြောက်တဲ့နည်းပဲ
So this is the first method of dealing with mental suffering namely to avoid the contact with circumstances or persons
နံပါတ်၂ကထိုကဲ့သို့ရှောင်ရှားလို့မရဘူးဆက်ဆံရတယ်ဆိုလို့ရင်းနဲ့စိတ်ဖြည့်စည်မှုကိုဖြစ်စေနိုင်တဲ့အတန်အမြင့်အစင်းတို့အတန်တို့အနံ့တို့အရသာတို့အတွေ့အထိတို့နဲ့အတူတကကြာကြာပေါင်းသင်ဆက်ဆံပြုလုပ်ပြီးမနေပါနဲ့ကြည့်ပြီးမနေပါနဲ့
A second method to deal with this is the following. If it is not possible to avoid a certain person or a situation that usually causes mental stress and suffering, then we should try to keep the encounter with these circumstances or the person as short as possible. So to keep the sensory impressions of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, or touching that usually cause mental suffering, so to keep this as short as possible.
Look at that solution. ထိုလောကိတ္တနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးစိတ်ဖြည့်စည်မှုတွေဖြစ်ပေါ်နေလို့ရှိရင်တဲ့ထိုလောကိတ္တကိုဟိုဆက်ပြီးတော့မလုပ်ပါနဲ့တဲ့ဖယ်ရှားပြိုင်ပါတဲ့
Or else when we engage in a certain activity and that causes mental suffering to arise so then if possible stop this activity
ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ရေရာကိုအကြောင်းပြုပြီးစိတ်ဖြည့်စည်မှုဖြစ်နေရင်ထိုပုဂ္ဂိုလ်နဲ့ဆက်ပြီးတော့မပေါင်းပါနဲ့တဲ့။မြန်မြန် လမ်းခွဲလိုက်ပါတဲ့
Or else if the mental suffering arises dependent on a certain person so then if possible do not associate anymore with this person
ဒါဆိုလို့ရင်စိတ်ဖိစီးမှုတွေရော့ကင်ပြောက်ပြယ်ပြီးသွားပါလိမ့်မယ်တဲ့
In this way mental suffering will become less or even disappear
နမတောစိတ်ဖိစီးမှုတွေခံစားဖြစ်ပေါ်နေပြီဆိုလို့ရှင်တဲ့အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ဖိစီးမှုတွေကိုထက်ကထက်ကနှလုံးမသွင်းမဲနဲ့ကုသိုလ်ကောင်းမှုအပြည့်ကင်းတဲ့အလုပ်ကိုစိတ်ဝင်တစားလုပ်လိုက်ပါတဲ့
Then the third method to deal with it is if there is mental suffering mental stress that has arisen we should not think about it we should not dwell on this mental suffering but rather we should engage in doing a meritorious deed so engage in a wholesome action that we do wholeheartedly joyfully
ဥပမာပြင်ဟိုလူရတန်းနာပေရကန်နာလုတ်ပလိုက်အလူဒါနာလုတ်ပလိုက်တဲ့
For example then engage in practicing generosity offering something to somebody to others
နောက်ဆုံးကိုယ်အိမ်မှာမွေးထားတဲ့ကွေးလေးတွေကြောင်လေးတွေစသည်တွေကိုဒါအစာဟာရလေးကျွေးပြီးတော့သူတို့နဲ့ပျော်ပျော်လေးနေလိုက်ပေါ့
Or else if you have a dog or a cat then give some food to the dog and the cat or play with your pets or go for a walk so enjoy the company of your dog or cat
အိမ်တွင်းအမှုလေးတွေဒီပြည့်စည်လဲတာတို့အဝတ်လျှော်တာတို့တန်ရှင်းလှုပ်တာမျိုးတွေဒါစိတ်ဝင်စားလှုပ်လာရင်လည်းစိတ်ဖိစီးမှုကရောကြပြောက်ကင်းသွားတာပ
ါ Or else you could engage in some housework sweeping cleaning the house or washing your clothes doing it joyfully and in this way mental stress might also disappear
နမလေးကစိတ်ပစ္စည်းမှုတစုံတရာဖြစ်ပေါ်လာပြီဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အကြောင်းအကျိုးကိုဆက်ဆက်ပြီးဉာဏ်နဲ့ဝေဖန်သုံးသပ်ဆင်ခြင်ပေးပ
ါ Then a fourth method is when mental stress mental suffering worries have arisen so then use reflect about cause and effect reflect about the causes that have caused this mental suffering or worry to arise or reflect on the effects of being caught up in worries
the bali lu ro ယောနိတော်မနတိကာရလို့ခေါ်တာပေါ့လေဟိုစိတ်ချမ်းသာအောင်ဆင်ပြေအောင်ဆင်ခြင်နှလုံးသွင်းလိုက်ရတာ
So this is also called yoniso manasikara paying attention to the circumstances and reflecting on the conditions and the circumstances
နမင်္ဂမေတ္တာတရားကိုပွားများလိုက်ပါတဲ့
We also call it wise reflection. And then the fifth method is to cultivate metta.
ဒီမေတ္တာတရားဘယ်လောက်ကြာကြာပွားရမလဲဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ဖြည့်စည်မှုတွေစိတ်ဆင်းရဲမှုတွေစိတ်ညစ်မှုတွေကင်းကွာပျောက်ကင်းသွားသည့်အထိကိုထက်ကထက်ကပွားများပေးပါအကြိမ်ကြိမ်ပွားများပေးပါ
So then, when mental suffering, worries, confusion has arisen in the mind, then engage in the cultivation of metta and practice metta as long as it takes until that mental suffering, the worry, the confusion has disappeared. And then the sixth method is to engage in the practice of vipassana meditation.
Allo saipisi phiphyaw mu 6 myo shi ba.
So there are altogether 6 methods to deal with mental suffering.
Ai 6 myo de ma u metta daya bwa lai bwa pi lo saik ko phiphyaw de ni a tor tor kaung ne ni ba be.
Among these six methods, the method of cultivating metta, when mental suffering, mental stress has arisen, this is a very good and powerful method. Sayadaw also uses this method to deal with mental stress. And also, Sayadaw also teaches this method or encourages his students, his meditators, to use this method of cultivating metta when they suffer from mental stress and suffering. Sayadaw also urges you, metta meditators, if mental stress, worries, mental confusion arises, then apply this method. Cultivate loving kindness. However, Sayadaw, looking at the screen, seeing your faces, Sayadaw doesn't see any faces that express mental stress or suffering. All the faces he sees are happy faces, clear and serene. Sayadaw wants to tell a story that illustrates how mental stress and suffering has been overcome by the cultivation of loving kindness.
In the year 1979,
Sayadaw went to China to conduct a meditation retreat.
Vipadana Dayasagan Tanaga,
and the place where this Vipassana meditation retreat was held was close to Korea. So it was in a town called Dalia, which was on a river, and the river made the frontier to Korea. So the little town was built on the board of this river. It was a nice little town. It was also a town with Chinese businesses. In that retreat, there were about 80 yogis, meditators. Among these meditators, there was one woman whose health was not good. The manager of this retreat came to Sayadaw and told him that there was this one meditator, one yogi, who could not really practice meditation. And so Sayadaw said, well, if this person is not able to practice meditation, then she may return back to her home. So then the manager of this retreat went to that woman and told her what Sayadaw had said.
သာပြောတော့မြေသမီးယောဂီကငိုပြီးတော့မပြန်မရစေနဲ့လို့ပြောတယ
် So when the woman heard what the manager had said, she started to cry and said, "Don't send me back home."
ဒီတရားစကားကိုမိတ်ဆွေတယောက်ကသွားပြီးတရားအားထုတ်ပါဒီတရားမထုတ်လို့ချင်းယူရင်လည်းယူမယ်ဒါမှမဟုတ်သေရင်လည်းသေလိမ့်မယ်မြန်သွားပြီတရားထုတ်ပါလို့ပြောလိုက်လို့သူလာရတယ်တဲ့
And this woman said that one of her friends told her to join this meditation retreat saying that if she would not go and practice meditation she would become crazy or insane or she might even die
ဒါနဲ့အဒီယောဂီကိုဘုန်းကြီးကအခေါ်ခိုင်းတယ်ရောက်လာတယ်
So then Sayadaw told the manager to call this meditator, this woman.
Yogi, ba jaung dia a ma thon nai na lo lo ko ya me ro tu ma sait phi si mu de phit ni de de.
Sayadaw then asked this woman why she was not able to practice meditation. And she replied, I'm suffering from so much mental stress and suffering.
အဲစေပြည်မှုတွေဖြစ်တော့ညတိုင်းညတိုင်းအိတ်လို့မရဘူးအိတ်မပြောဘူ
း Because of this mental stress and suffering I cannot sleep at night like every night I cannot really sleep
အိတ်မပြောတော့စားလို့လည်းမကောင်းဘူ
း And because I'm not able to sleep I have also no appetite
အိတ်လို့မပြောစားလို့မကောင်းတဲ့အခါကျတော့တရားထိုင်တဲ့အခါမှာသူကျူယူသားသားအမတို့နိုင်ဘူးတဲ့ငိုက်ငိုက်ပြီးတော့နေတယ
် because she was not able to sleep at night because she could not eat well she said that when she tried to meditate she was so tired that she would fall asleep
အဲ့တော့ယောဂီရဲ့စိတ်ပီတိမှုတွေကဘယ်လိုဖြစ်တာတော့ဘာကြောင့်ဖြစ်တာတော့လို့ဘုန်းကြီးမေးတယ်
Then Sayadaw wanted to know the cause of her mental suffering.
And the debitor to her, a young woman, going there, boy, daddy, she said,
She said, I am a broker.
The nature of the debitor to the name of the man, a child, boy, daddy, in the daddy.
And one day, my husband went, to another woman's house.
အဲ့ဒီမှာပွဲသားတွေချင်းချင်းစီဝါရေးကိစ္စကုံသွဲချင်းကိစ္စပြောကြညှိနှိုင်းကြဆွေးနွေးက
ြ So there in this house they discussed their trade about buying and selling things.
အဲ့လိုစီဝါရေးဆွေးနွေးရင်ဒေါသတွေဖြစ်လာကြတယ်စိတ်ဆိုးလာကြတယ
် And as they were engaged in this discussion they got angry a lot of dosa arose
hello say they so say so ngang ပြီးတော့တစ်ဖက်ကဝဲသားတွေကသူ့ယောက်ျားကိုအဲဒုနဲ့ရိုက်ကြဓာတ်နဲ့ခုတ်ကြရဲ့
and as the discussion got very heated with lots of dosa and anger so thenSome of the businessmen, they started to hit her husband with sticks and also to hurt him with knives.
That ne, tu yau cha tu shi ma be, tu ro ye tat mu chang de twa de.
And so, being hurt very severely, then her husband died.
သူကလည်းရိုက်ဖို့နဲ့ဖို့လုတ်တဲ့အခါကျတော့သူကအမျိုးမျိုးတောင်းမှန်တဲ့အခါကျတော့သူတော့ရိုက်တာနဲ့တာတတ်တာမလုပ်ဘူ
း So the woman was also there in the discussion and so she saw her husband dying in front of her eyes and the other business people they also started to hit her But then she asked, please, stop, do not hit me any further.
And then သူမျက်စိအောင်မှာသူယောက်ျားအဲ့ဒီလိုအသက်ခံရသူသေသွားတာကိုအကြောင်းပြုပြီးသူစိတ်ထဲမှာအမြဲတမ်းစိတ်ဖြည့်စည်မှုတွေဖြစ်နေတာ
So since that time, since that moment when she saw how her husband died, since then she was suffering from mental stress, mental suffering.
အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ဖြည့်စည်မှုကြောင့်ထိုချိန်ကစပြီးသူအဲ့လိုလည်းမပြောဘူးစားလို့လည်းမကောင်းဘူး
And ever since that time, she could not sleep well at night, she could not eat well.
အခြားအခြားကိစ္စတွေလည်းဘာမှပြုလုပ်လို့စိတ်မရှိဘူး
။ And she has no more, she's not inclined to do anything else anymore, not engaging in any other activities.
အဲ့ဒီအကြောင်းအရာတွေပဲထက်ခါထက်ခါတွေးငိုလိုက်နော်အဲ့ဒီအကြောင်းအရာတွေကိုပဲထက်ခါတက်ခါတွေးစိတ်တွေဆင်းရဲပြီးငိုလိုက်ဒီလိုဖြစ်နေတယ
် So ever since then she was also always thinking about that incident and the consequences crying and experience a lot of suffering
အဲ့တော့ကြာလာတဲ့အခါကျတော့အာရီတွေအာရင်တွေနဲတယ်ခန္ဓာကိုယ်လည်းကြုံပိန်ချုံးသွားတယ
် And so in this wayShe became very weak. Also, her body became very weak, and she lost a lot of weight.
And this thing here, you mean, no? Then again, ah, eh, this time that Sabine, you know, ma, we, damo, we, they know, ma, we, that's all. That is a new ma. Myanmar boy, the bar, they are second la lu de. And you do a bit, they are Thai lu, Thai dun lu, jiao la la.
So then one of her friends, seeing how she was feeling terrible, how she looked not well, how she lost weight, realizing how much she was suffering, so this friend told her, you know, I have heard that a monk from Myanmar is coming to Daria, to the town of Daria, to conduct a meditation retreat.So you should go and attend this meditation retreat because otherwise you might become crazy, you might even die.
ဒါဆိုလို့ရှင်တော့ဒီဝိပဿနာမရှိမမှန်တဲ့ဟုတ်မေတ္တာပွားဆိုပြီးဘုညာသူ့ကိုမေတ္တာပွားခိုင်းတယ
် So then hearing her story, Sayadaw told her not to practice vipassana meditation.But instead engage in the cultivation of metta meditation. Then he explained her how to cultivate metta.
Metta ပြောတဲ့အခါမှာလည်းဒီဓမ္မယုံထဲမှာရှိတဲ့ယောဂီတွေကိုအာယုံပြုပြီးယောဂီတွေကျင့်မှာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေယောဂီတွေကျင့်မှာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေယောဂီတွေကျင့်မှာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေလို့အချိန်ချင်းထက်ခါတက်ခါပွားပါလို့ပြောတယ်
He instructed her to cultivate metta for all the yogis in the meditation hall. Cultivate or wishing, may all yogis here in this hall be well, happy and peaceful. May all yogis be well, happy and peaceful. May all yogis be well, happy and peaceful.
Thayne le dilu be sovi metta bwani ba.ညညကြောက်တဲ့ကံမှလည်းဒီလိုရွတ်ဆိုပြီးတော့မေတ္တာပွားနေပါလို့ပြောတာ
He instructed her to cultivate metta in this way in the sitting meditation reciting these metta wishes and also do it likewise in the walking meditation reciting these metta wishes
ဒီလိုနေသမျှကလည်းဘာလို့မေတ္တာတရားပွားနာပွားများနေပါမေတ္တာဟိုအချိန်ရောက်လို့အဲ့လေပဲမေတ္တာပွားပြီးတော့အဲ့ပါလို့ပြောတယ်
And he instructed her further to cultivate metta during all the waking hours, also in the evening when going to bed, and in this way fall asleep while cultivating metta.
Now, yet the eyes of Jay Yoda Gajaro, Sierra, Metta Bora Gong, Ninya, Eight Lu Gong, Eilu Yadwa, the Eight Lu Gong.
The next day, she came for an interview to Sayadaw and said,I can cultivate metta quite well. Last night, I could even fall asleep.
ညကအိပ်ပြောတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မနေ့ကလည်း အစာစားလို့ကောင်းတယ်ရတာရှိတယ
် And because I could sleep at night then in the morning I had appetite and I could eat
နာနေနောင်နေတယ်လေဘုန်းကြီးမေတ္တာပဲဆက်ပြီးပွားပါလို့ဆိုပြီးမေတ္တာပဲဆက်ပွားခိုင်းတယ်အလုံးယောဂီတွေကျမ်းမာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေအလုံးယောဂီတွေကျမ်းမာပါစေချမ်းသာပါစေလို့ပွားခိုင်း
Sayadaw instructed her to continue her cultivation of metta for the next number of days, cultivating it in the same way, wishing, may all yogis be well, happy and peaceful. May all yogis be well, happy and peaceful.
Hello, Minda, what are you doing? Do you say, please, Muria?
She continued to cultivate metta in this way and gradually, each day, her mental suffering, the mental stress, was getting weaker, getting less.
Dule, metta bohara gaune, metta bohara sechanare, so biro, dule yelao se biro, metta bohare.
So her metta practice went well. She was happy to do this practice, so she continued another 3 or 4 days.
And လေးရက်မြောက်လောက်ရောက်တဲ့အခါစိတ်ပီတိမှုလုံးဝကင်းသလောက်ဖြစ်သွားတယ
် So then when she came for an interview she told that all her mental suffering her mental stress had completely disappeared
သူ့ရဲ့မျက်နှာလည်းကြည်လင်လန်းဆန်းပြီးတော့လာတယ
် And her face looked clear and open
ဉာဏ်နဲ့ဘုရားဝိပဿနာဆက်ပြီးတော့အားထုတ်ဖို့ပွားများဖို့ညွှန်ကြားတယ
် So then Sayadaw instructed her to continue to practice Vipassana meditation
ဒီပဒနာကိုလည်းကြိုးကြိုးစားစားပွားပါတယ်ဆယ်ရက်မြောက်ရောက်တဲ့အခါမှာသူမဟုတ်သလိုဖြစ်သွားတယ
် So then she continued to practice Vipassana meditation for the rest of the retreat and at the endafter 10 days, she had completely transformed. And so after the retreat, she decided to give up her lay life and to become a nun. So she ordained as a nun.
ဖြစ်ပြောက်တဲ့နေရာမှာအကောင်းဆုံးတရားလို့ဘုညာမှတ်ချက်ချလာတယ်
။ So Sayadaw, for Sayadaw, this method of using metta to reduce and overcome mental stress, mental suffering is the best method.
ဒါကြောင့်ယနေ့ယောဂီများကိုလည်းပဲမေတ္တာတရားဤကဲ့သို့အာနိသင်ကောင်းပါတယ်အကျိုးများပါတယ်ဆိုတာလေးသိအောင်
So Sayadaw can assure you that the cultivation of metta is really a very good method to deal with mental suffering. So cultivating metta will bring benefits in this life, benefits of happiness and peace in this life, in future lives. One may be reborn in the Brahma realm, or finally one may realize Nibbana. So please continue wholeheartedly and diligently with your metta practice.
Metta diya ko sele bwa mya atu ja jin a pyin.ကိုယ်ရောစိတ်ပါငြိမ်းချမ်းတဲ့ယောဂီသူတော်စင်များကိုယ်စီကိုယ်ငါဖြစ်နိုင်ကြပါစေ
May all of you by continuing this metta practice become noble persons feeling at peace and happy both in body and mind
Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu
အလုံးယောဂီတွေနောက်နေ့ကျရင်ဒီမြန်မာပြည်ဒီနေရာမှာ
So all yogis, may all of you be able to be here next year in Myanmar at this center.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So we go from Sayadaw's talk about the power of metta to dissolve difficulty into the practice today. And I wanted to say just a few words before we begin, because again, today we change categories from the single difficult person to more than one being. In the classic progression of the practice, we go from the difficult person to all beings. Going from one to many can be quite a bit of a leap. So we'll do this in baby steps. Today, with a small group of people, and I'll do a guided meditation, or one possibility of a guided meditation to expand from one to several beings. And eventually, as the days go on, we'll go to all beings specifically. So, really, in your practice today, pay attention to whether this feels different than with one being or not. See for yourself, in your own experience, what resonates for you over the next couple of days in terms of how to expand to many beings. And my connection today is really awful. I don't know why. So, well, if I disappear, Aria will pick up. So please get comfortable. We'll start in a familiar place in the practice and go to something a little less familiar. Take a moment at the beginning to settle back into the posture. Settle back into presence with a kind and open awareness of this mind and this body. Perhaps taking a deep breath or two and simply feeling that. Receiving the sensations of this body in this moment, kindly and with a friendly interest. And when you are ready, beginning to cultivate metta for yourself in the way that's easiest for you. gently, patiently, inclining the heart to kindness for yourself. And I'll tell you when we'll move on to something new. And now bringing in to heart and mind your benefactor. Maintaining also the cultivation of metta for yourself, so the two of you together. Simply continuing, maintaining the continuity of this cultivation now for two people. Holding both in the heart with this wish for kindness, health, happiness, ease, whatever works for you. And now, letting this group, the two of you, be joined, person you've worked with in this category, it's easy. Continuing the steady development of metta, now for three people, yourself, your benefactor, your dear friend, all together. Now being joined by your neutral person, your neither loved nor hated person. And finally, letting your enemy join this small group, your difficult person, your annoying person, whichever. And radiating metta for this small group of people together. May this group of people be well, happy, peaceful, safe, and protected from harm. At ease with the conditions of life. See if you can notice how this feels with each person present. See if there's a difference. It has been a difference in this sitting as we've added another person and another and another and another. Continuing to hold this group of people in your heart, maintaining that continuity of inclination to metta again and again and again with your phrase. So we invite you in the formal sitting and walking practice to experiment with this way of going from an individual person to a group of people. I rushed us through it a little bit with 4 minutes in each category because we only had so much time. 4 minutes with each small group and then adding another every 4 minutes. You can stretch that out if you like, make it a little longer. Please do not be concerned, directly feel a connection with each person in the group. This is normal. You don't have to force anything there, but just keep maintaining whatever connection you can with this group of people. So, may this group of beings be well, happy, and people be at peaceful. You know, what, using whatever phrase works for you. May this group of my metta people, may all these metta people be well, happy, and peaceful. Or, you know, you don't have to say, well, may I, my benefactor, my dear friend, my neutral person, but don't do that. You don't have to say it that way. That's too much action. But just use whatever shorthand you want to that is not too, that doesn't bring in a sense of ownership. So some people use we, but like you, that can have the same sense of involvement of the ego. So try it if you want to play with it a little bit and see if that happens. And then, of course, don't do that. Find another way. And really notice the difference when you bring in one person and then the second and a third and a fourth. And you can stay longer in each small group so that the metta develops more. So if you go from 2 to 3 and it begins to feel very floaty and spaced out, you can stay there for a while. There's no need to, you know, have a clockwork of progression. Just play with it. And again, in the general activities, maintaining that inclination to metta in a more fluid, free-flowing way, however it's appropriate. You may be dealing with a group of people, a family group, a work group, a group of people on a train, and that's just as good a group of people as your metta people. So using real life to give you skill in how to metta, radiate metta to a group of people, rather than just one. So now I'll turn us all over to Aria, who will answer questions and guide us in the chanting today.
Yes, thank you, sister. Now the space is open for your questions. Yes, Marcelo, please. Marcelo, are you there? We cannot see you, not hear you.
Wow. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I have my video on, but maybe I pressed can't accept, so I'm sorry about that. Okay, but I'm here, definitely. Okay, so Sayadaw mentioned the 6 ways of, dealing with mental distress. And actually, I don't remember all 6. The first one to me seemed to be metta, cultivating metta, and the 5th one, so I don't remember that. But basically, my main question would be avoidance, I think, was the 2nd step. And, like, where does generally in life, like you can say, okay, my work is distressing me, or an encounter with this person is distressing me, but like, is avoidance always the right thing to do? Or where does practice start? Right? Like sometimes we, as practitioners, we want to say, well, let me go to work and do the best and not switch my job every 2 weeks. So yeah, where are we running away from things and where is it a good time? Or it can be with anything, relationship or anything. Like when is it enough? Or when is it actually a good field for practice?
Yes, thank you, Marcella. Actually, avoidance was the first method that Sayadaw mentioned, and metta was number 5. But at the end, he said, you know, for him, that's kind of the best one, the best way to deal metta. But so with avoidance, yes, you know, you're right. Of course, avoidance is not always the most appropriate thing to do. You know, it's one way we can choose to deal with when that seems appropriate. So, you know, to drive along somewhere, you know, where you see something, where you encounter something that, you know, just triggers negative thoughts again and again, then you could choose to take another road and not drive by that place that triggers, you know, negative thoughts. Or you know, not liking certain kinds of music and knowing that, I don't know, turning on the radio or that kind of music will be played or going somewhere, then don't turn on that channel on the radio or don't go to that place. So, you know, in certain circumstances, it's possible to avoid and, you know, it's appropriate to deal with this in that way. But in other cases, like, yeah, it's not so practical to change your work every 2 weeks because you get mental stress with the people you work or, you know, the work that you have to do. Then, of course, you know, you should use other methods to deal with the mental stress. So, you know, with this question, there comes also in what Sayadaw mentioned as the fourth method. You know, reflect on the circumstances, reflect on the causes and effects that certain people, certain sensory impressions do have on you. Sayadaw then mentioned at the very end, use yoniso manasikara, wise reflection to deal with the situation or the mental stress that it causes. Is this enough or?
Yes, that's helpful. Thank you. And sorry, I can't find my camera settings. It shows on here on my.
Well, now we can see you and we can hear you. That's perfect.
Oh, you can see me all the time.
Yes. All right, then who else has a question?
I have a question.
Yes, Maria.
Hi. I was wondering about Ayaviranani said that we were not supposed to like say the names say the names of all the categories or persons now when we have a bigger group. And I was wondering, because that's what I did. And I think I have like an idea that I will forget someone if I don't. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the risks of like not intentionally, but maybe like anyway, like holding someone out of this group while radiating metta to them.
Yes. Thank you, Maria, for this question. You know, Ayurveda Jnani has said that it is not needed to mention each of this person in this group. May my benefactor, you know, may my teacher, may my friend, may so-and-so, may my enemy, and so on. Because this could become a bit clumsy, you know, much mental work to do, to each time mention all the people in this group. You know, if the group is kind of complete, then it's five people. And repeating them again and again could be a bit much. But, you know, we are so different. And if for you that is not too much mental work, if it doesn't get you too much in the head of, you know, remembering these five people and saying their names, but if you then really can connect with them and the metta flows well, then there is no danger of doing it. And maybe as you keep doing it, you know, then these five people become more distinct in your mind, or, you know, just more present in your mind. And then you may notice that it is no longer needed to mention all the five people all the time. For some people who are visual, you know, they maybe get a mental image of these five people. You know, first you, then you add the benefactor, and then adding the friend. So then in the mental picture, you see these three people adding the other people until, you know, these five people are present in your mind, as I said, maybe with a mental image, you know, without putting much effort into maintaining this mental image, but it just stays there. And, you know, this can be a way of cultivating metta in this way. And actually, last year I was teaching a metta meditation retreat with Ayurveda Jnani in Switzerland in a small center up in the mountains. It was on the slope of the mountain, and on the other side of the valley, there was this mountain range with seven distinct mountains. In Switzerland we call them the Churfirste, and it's like a row of teeth next to each other with little gaps between the teeth. And some of these mountains are more pointed, others are a bit more flat at the top, and there is especially one mountain which top is quite flat. And so I was outside cultivating metta in this way for this group of people, and then it just spontaneously happened that I put these people on top of the mountain. First my benefactor, Sayadaw Ujanaka, my dear friend, and so on. I put myself last, but then just, it was not even in my mental, well, it was in my mental eye, but on this mountain that I saw across the valley, there we were sitting, all the five of us, on this mountain. And that was a very joyful way of cultivating the metta. It flowed very easily. I hope I answered your question, Maria.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I would like to ask a question about packaging.
Yes, please, Isha.
As I went through the very stuff, I started doing the group, looking at the group, and I came to the difficult person. I felt a lot of sadness because there's a lot unresolved there. So I was, in a way, blocking myself, and I'm wondering if that was my ego coming up. I was wondering if I was blocking myself from giving or from being in a state of metta with this group because I was focusing on my own feelings. Would that be my ego coming into play? Or would that simply be reactive? Which is not necessarily good.
Yes. Thank you, Isha. You know, as we have said, metta is a relational practice, you know, how we relate to the other people. And, you know, blocking out a certain person because we have issues with this person. Our heart is not so open. Yeah, it's us, it's me, the ego, that basically stands in the way, that puts into the forefront our own personal issue with this person. And so one way to look at this and practice in this way, you know, having the different people, then when adding this difficult person, we could say, in the same way as I wish these other four people be happy and well, may all these people here be happy and well. You know, just adding that difficult person as another human being, which deserves our kindness, our open heart.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So then with this, let's go to do some chanting. We will start on page 1 at the bottom, the 4 aspirations. And we'll do it with some variations. The first time as it is written here, Sabbe Sattva Avera Hontu, and so on. Then the second time, Sabbe Deva. You will find these words in the first paragraph above. So second time, Sabbe Deva. Third time, Sabbe Manusa. Fourth time, Sabbe Vinipatika. Let's start. Sabbe Sattva Avera Hontu, Sabbe Sattva Abhyapaccha Hontu, Sabbe Sattva Anigaha Hontu, Sabbe Sattva Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu. Sabbe Deva Avera Hontu, Sabbe Deva Abhyapaccha Hontu, Sabbe Deva Anigaha Hontu, Sabbe Deva Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu. Sabbe Manusa Avera Hontu, Sabbe Manusa Abhyapaccha Hontu, Sabbe Manusa Anigaha Hontu, Sabbe Manusa Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu.
Sabi vinipatika avirahantu. Sabi vinipatika abhyapachahantu. Sabi vinipatika apitahantu. Sabi vinipatika sukhiyatanam pariharantu.
Now let's go to page 6 at the top. That's the Frieden, the one in Swiss German, which you can do as a canon. Then we will start.
Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir. Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir. Frieda für euch alle und für die ganze Welt. Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir. Frieda für euch alle und für die ganze Welt. Frieda wünsche mir und Frieda wünsche dir. Frieda für euch alle und für die ganze Welt.
And to finish, we will stay on this page. At the bottom, the Metta Karuna Mudita Upekkha. And again, you can join in a canon. We'll begin.
Metta Karuna Mudita Upekkha. 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 Metta Karuna Mudita. mudita upekkha.
With this, we are at the end of this online session, continuing with the interviews. Today, it's Group C with Ayaviranyani and Group F with myself. And we'll do it in 15 minutes from now. So may we all, by cultivating loving-kindness, beautify and adorn our hearts and mind, and may we all become beautiful pieces of art walking around in this world. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.